USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
A bipartisan deal that's been struck on border security that could keep the government open is not giving President Trump everything he wants. It's falling far short when it comes to the border wall funding he's been demanding, but word is the president is expected to sign it anyway. Here's White House spokeswoman Sarah Sanders.
The president's not happy, but at the same time, that's why while we've been negotiating this, the president and his team have been looking at every option possible to get the full funding they need in order to complete the wall.
The president cryptically tweeting this morning that he knows where he could find $23 billion in wall funding. Teachers in Denver on strike for a third day today after the latest talks with the school district ended without a deal. Acting Defense Secretary Patrick Shanahan's in Brussels for this week's meeting with NATO ministers. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Question, do you have a health insurance plan you are not happy with? Well, Bethany and Jason thought they were stuck. Their plan just kept getting more expensive, and Bethany's favorite doctor didn't even take that plan anymore. And then some friends at church told them about MediShare.
With our previous insurance, we were paying $1,200 a month. With MediShare, we now pay around $600 a month.
Yes, they're paying $600 less per month, and that's a pretty typical savings with MediShare. And they actually like MediShare more.
I was able to go back to my original doctor that I absolutely loved, and it's just been an absolutely beautiful thing being a part of MediShare.
Yeah, so they pay a lot less, and they like it more. No wonder MediShare is growing so fast. Find out more. They're super easy to talk to. All you have to do is call 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE, 833-34-BIBLE.
We lost a very good man, Detective Brian Simonson.
New York City Mayor Bill de Blasio announcing the death of a New York City police officer last night who was killed by friendly fire.
18 years on the job protecting the people of this city.
It happens as police show up to an armed robbery in progress at a Queens cell phone store. A second cop wounded but expected to recover. At least one suspect is in custody. He was shot and is in stable condition. A survey finds 44% of American households have more emergency savings than credit card debt, but Bankrate.com reports that 44% is the lowest number in 9 years of surveys. It also says 29% of households have more credit card debt than they have emergency savings, and that's the highest number in those 9 years. Stocks on Wall Street have been up this morning amid some good trade news concerning China and the U.S., and this is USA Radio News.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
If you've been delaying needed maintenance like changing your oil, replacing headlight bulbs, or installing new brake pads, stop by O'Reilly Auto Parts and put your tax refund to work. Our professional parts people will help you get more mileage from your refund and avoid costly repairs down the road. O'Reilly Auto parts, better prices every day.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
35-day partial government shutdown in December and January crippled the IRS's ability to help taxpayers. That's according to a new government report out yesterday by the Taxpayer Advocate Service, which says the 5-week shutdown could not have come at a worse time for the IRS. Taxpayers weren't able to get frozen refunds or present hardship cases while facing fines or resolve audits of past tax returns. During the first weeks of the shutdown, IRS workers weren't allowed to answer phones, issue refunds, release liens and levies, create installment agreements, or review pending actions. The report is usually delivered to Congress in December, but it was delayed because of the shutdown. A new report from a university in Chicago says the most corrupt city in the U.S. is Chicago. The report from the University of Illinois at Chicago looking at U.S. cities with the most public corruption convictions and topping the list was Chicago. L.A. was second, New York City third. And a new king has been crowned, King the Wire Fox Terrier. Named Best in Show at the Westminster Dog Show in New York last night, the Wire Fox has a long history of wins at the annual dog show. In fact, King's victory marks the 15th time a Wire Fox has been crowned Best in Show. You can find us online anytime. We're at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.